Let's start off in Deuteronomy chapter 2, and let's read verse number 1. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. Well, I want to read verses 2 and 3 with it. This is just kind of a springboard as to where I want to go. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. I wanted to use that because I kind of want to use it as a home base. You've been doing the same stuff long enough. You've circled the same thing over and over and over. And you're right where you were a long time ago. And you've not really made any progress. But it's time now to move on and turn in a different direction. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Together, as we look at the word there, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Thank God he's long-suffering to usward. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is long-suffering. He's saying, I'm giving you chance after chance after chance after chance, because I don't want anyone to perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. A couple of more real quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Great verse of Scripture. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. That's the same image now that we see in the glass when we see the glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. To get a mental picture there of what he is saying, that as we look into the glory of the Lord and all that God does for us, it takes us to higher and higher levels. The idea would be standing at the beach and watching the waves come in. And one will come in and another one is coming right behind it. And another one is coming right behind it. And it is a constant motion of one wave making and preparing the way for the next wave. And he said, this is the way serving the Lord should be to all of us. That as we look into the Word of God and as we behold the Lord in His magnificence and in His glory that we just sang about, we ought to be able to be like watching the waves of the ocean. The glory of the Lord coming into my life every day. For his mercies are new every morning. Glory to God. So we recognize that serving God is not a boring thing. It is an exciting adventure. And if we are serving him like we should be serving him, we are going into higher and higher levels of our relationship with him and our service of him. So that I'm nowhere near where I was last year. I'm not where I was last Sunday. I'm above all of that now, praise God. And I am moving into another area of God's glory and power. I hope you see that. One more. In Isaiah chapter 43, I want to share that with you before I go any further. Isaiah 43, I want to read verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Glory to God. That's a word for somebody in here today. You don't live in the past. You don't live in yesterday. You forget the former things. You put them behind you. We're looking for a new glory, because we're moving from glory to glory to glory. So now he said, behold, it is springing forth, and God is going to be the one to make the way for it. It won't be what the pastor said. It won't be what any of the church folks say. It will be that the Lord is making a way in the wilderness, and the rivers he's going to create in the desert. Now that sounds like a paradoxical term when you talk about a river in a desert. But I'm telling you, God can take the desert places in your life and he can turn them into rivers of nourishment and rivers of energy and rivers of power, because he's God Almighty. But I'm telling you, there's change in the air. You can sense it. You can feel it. I walked out of the house this morning early, just about daylight, and I went to the box to get the newspaper, and man, it felt so good. It was cool, and the air was blowing. The wind felt so good. After a long, hot, humid summertime, now a new change is trying to come in. The nights are cooler. It's a little bit easier then to breathe. You can catch your breath a little bit better, and you know that there's something saying that it's not going to be like it was yesterday. It's not going to be like it was last week or last month, that the change is taking place now, and I want you to get ready for it. And it's almost like there's a struggle going on, because fall is trying to come and summer is trying to hold on. It's cold at night. It's cool. It feels good. And we walk out feeling refreshed. But before the day is over, it's already warm again. And we're pulling off our jacket. We say, man, I thought it was cooler, and now it's warmer. It's a battle of the old and the new. It's a battle of yesterday versus tomorrow. Age has nothing to do with it. I'm promising you right now, God is in control, and God is saying, I am making a way where you can see my glory, and you can see it from glory to glory to glory if you learn to turn loose yesterday and grasp and embrace tomorrow. There's nothing that God can't do for you. Hallelujah. Going back to Deuteronomy chapter 2, where God had spoken to his people, and he said, you have circled this mountain long enough. And I want to tell you, the time is here when we need to understand that if we keep doing the same things the same way, we're going to get the same result. And if we expect things to be different, we have to start doing things differently. That's the only way that it's going to work. You can't stop change from happening. Now, no matter how much you love summertime, no matter how much you love being out of school and being able to just laze your way through the day, you can't stop the fact that school has already started back again. You can't stop the fact that changes are taking place in your life. I wish I could still run like I used to. I can run just as hard, but I don't cover but half the ground. I run just as hard. I try just as hard. And as much as I want to, I can't stop what is happening. Change is taking place. There's change taking place in your life. There's change happening, and you can either try to fight it, or you can embrace it and make the most of it and say, by the help of God Almighty, I'm going to let this change be for the good and not for the bad. We all facing that, every last one of us. There's going to be a change going on in your life, and God is wanting to do something special. It's my time now. It's my time. I'm tired of it always being the other man. I'm tired of the other fella getting the break. I'm tired of the other man getting the good things and me having to settle for second best. I don't know about you, but maybe you might be fed up with your situation. You're fed up with things being like they are, and you're ready to break this cycle. Some people are brought up in a family to where you never really felt like that you had opportunity to get the head start that you needed to get in order to be successful in life. We can't help what family we were born into. We can't help a lot of the circumstances that were a part of our life growing up. And it had a lot to do with the way you think and the way you approach things. But that doesn't mean you have to stay there for the rest of your life. You might have been brought up on the back street. You might have been brought up with nothing hardly to eat in the home and not sufficient clothes to wear. You had to be a part of that, but you don't have to let that define you for the rest of your life. You can say, I'm going to take those bad things that happened, and by the help and grace of God, I'm going to raise myself to a higher level and a bigger level. Hallelujah. Because I know God is with me and the Lord will help me do this. A lot of us need to tell the devil, I've had enough. I've had enough of you whispering this stuff in my ears that I'm not good enough, that I'm not big enough, that I'm not strong enough, that I don't have the right this and I don't have the right that. I'll tell you what you've got. You've got an opportunity to be something special because the Lord has known you since before you were formed in your mother's womb, and He wants you to be something special in His kingdom. Hallelujah. And I dare you by the help and grace of God that we're serving the God of the turnaround. And I'm going to turn myself around and have what is best for me and my family and for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I love to read over there about the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel chapter 37. Now, I'm not going to read that this morning, but I keep referring to it because to me, it's just one of the most awesome things in the whole Bible. When Ezekiel is standing there looking out over that whole big valley full of dry bones, bleached in the sun, and God asked him a question and said, son of man, can these bones live? Well, if God was to ask me that, I would have said, well, nope, I don't believe they can live. That's my first response. But see, I don't have a book in the Bible that was named after me. But Ezekiel said, oh Lord God, thou knowest. He didn't say, no, it can't happen. He said, God, you know things that I don't know. You can do things that I haven't even thought of. And you know whether or not these bones can live. And he said, son of man. I love it. He said, prophesy to these bones. Do you know how ridiculous that would have felt? I'm standing there and I'm looking down on thousands of bleached white bones. And the Lord is saying, preach to those bones. Well, I've preached to some congregations that were about as dead as that bunch of bones. Thank God, not this one. But he said, preach to these bones. So he said, I began to prophesy to these bones. And as I began to prophesy to these bones, the wind started blowing, glory to God. And he said the bones started coming together. Not only did they come together, but every bone found the right connecting bone. They didn't just throw any old kind of way. They came to the one they were supposed to come to. And the Spirit of the Lord blew upon them. And the breath of the Lord came in them. And the Bible said, and they stood up on their feet like a mighty army. I can hear that chorus we sing. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Some people look at the church and see a bunch of dead, dry bones. But you know, people of faith look out there and say, yes, but the Spirit of the Lord is able to take those dry bones and bring them back to life again. And I'm speaking the power of the Lord over these dry bones, and they're going to stand up on their feet like a mighty army, and we're going to take this land for Jesus Christ. I do believe that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When things start coming together, things start happening. Those bones started coming together, rattling. Don't be afraid of some noises you hadn't heard in a long time. Don't be afraid of dry bones bumping against other dry bones. Don't be afraid of God doing something different from anything you've seen in a long time, because the Lord is still God. And I want to tell you, He's bigger than whatever it was He did the last time in your life. God's bigger than that right now, and He's ready to bless you and touch you. This is the year of your turnaround. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a season of new beginnings. I prophesy and speak over you today, new beginnings. New beginnings. Starting all over. Getting it right. Realizing that there are things that I've made mistakes with. But no more. I've learned, and I've learned my lesson well. And this is a time of new, fresh beginnings and new, fresh anointings. And I feel the fresh anointings alive in the house of the Lord today. Glory to God. Some of you, your business has been down. You've been struggling. You've been working so hard to keep from going under. Your financial situation has been bad, and you've been struggling and reaching and wondering how you're going to survive. Well, I want to tell you to begin to look at that thing that you have and begin to speak the word of the Lord over it and begin to declare that you are blessed and you are highly favored, and the Lord's hand is with you, and He's going to get you through this thing, and you're going to come out on the other side better than you've ever begun before. Amen. Glory to God. I prophesy to you new doors being opened. I prophesy to you new connections, new anointings, new fire, new jobs, new promotions, new avenues of income, new joy, new peace, new spirit. Let the Lord do something new in your heart today. Don't fall back on the old again because you think that's where you feel comfortable. And it probably is. But sometimes when I get comfortable, I go to sleep. So I don't need to be into comfortable stuff too much when it comes to spiritual stuff. I need stuff that stirs me way down in my soul. I need stuff that makes me fall off the bed and down on my knees beside the bed in the middle of the night. I need those things that makes me wake up so uneasy and stirred in my spirit, because if I'm too comfortable, I sleep through what God is trying to do. And I'm telling you, the Lord is trying to awaken all of us. Hallelujah. That there are blessings awaiting for you as He is changing us from glory to glory to glory. And the waves of His blessing are coming one behind the other. Glory to glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to step out of the old and into the new? Are you ready to move on with God? Hallelujah. We need to be helping each other to do that. We need to be willing to grab our neighbor by the hand and say, I want to help get you into this new season. I want to help you get past that old place that you're stuck in. You're stuck there because that's where you've been a long time and you didn't think there was anything else left for you. But I'm telling you, this is the God of the new beginnings and the new start. Hallelujah. And it's my time. It's my time now. Glory to God. It's my time. And I'm going to move forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I read that scripture in Isaiah 43 where he said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now. I like the God of now. If you aren't careful as you get older, most of what you want to talk about is what used to be. And how the church used to be. And how the country used to be. And I've been guilty of that myself. To long for the times when churches had great powerful moves of the Holy Spirit. And revivals that changed whole communities. But I realized very quickly, it's not God's fault. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I still know, hallelujah, that God is a God of revival and God is a God of renewal. And we can have the same revival today that we had years ago, except it can be on a higher level and a greater level. And I believe in the Lord for that. Hallelujah. I want to step out. I believe God is wanting to do something fresh and new today. He's wanting us to get out of that old way. He wants us to get out of that old finger pointing. He wants us to move past that critical spirit. He wants to get rid of that jealousy that runs inside of us if we're not careful. And he wants us to recognize that I can help you get to the next level. You can help me get to the next level. And we can all see what the Lord is wanting to do in a great and mighty way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the greatest hindrances to moving on with God is your memory. Most of the time, we try to drag our past into our future with us. We like to do that because we like to put up this defense mechanism. We were hurt before, and we're not going to let anybody hurt us again. Somebody did me wrong in church, so I'm never going to allow myself to be vulnerable like that again. And it's easy to feel that way. And it's easy for you to justify why you're not going to let yourself get very involved in the church today. But let me say something to you. If this is your spirit and your attitude, you have no reason to complain and you have no reason to ever point your finger at anyone else. It is only those who are willing to put themselves out there, who are willing to be vulnerable, who are willing to put their lives on the line, that's the ones who are saying, we're going to do the work that the Lord has called us to do. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I've been cheated on. It doesn't matter if I've had my feelings hurt. It doesn't matter if I've been lied to. Doesn't matter if I've been stabbed in the back. And if you've worked in church very long, you've probably had some of all of that to happen to you. Believe it or not, everybody that goes to the church is not squeaky clean. But that is not a reason for you to sit down and stop. The Word of God is very clear. Occupy till I come. Keep on keeping on. Keep on walking with the Lord. Let's learn what the Lord's going to do in our lives. Hallelujah. We need to understand that we have to separate myself from the old. I have to treat you just like you've never done anything wrong to me, whether you have or not. I have to forgive you and love you just like you have never hurt my feelings. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter how many times you did it. If I'm the child of God that I ought to be, then I can love you and forgive you and walk arm in arm with you and help you get to the next level. That's the way Christian folks do it. We don't care about color. We don't care about the social positions. People are people. We all deserve to be treated the same way. We all deserve to be respected. We all deserve to be loved. We all deserve to have the same opportunities, no matter who we are. And I'm going to say that again if I need to. But I think you get the point now, that the God is not a respecter of persons, but He loves us all. And He's made it clear that we all have the same opportunity, hallelujah, to serve the Lord, hallelujah. It's my time. This is my time, hallelujah. And I'm tired of everybody else getting the opportunities and me sitting back and complaining because I didn't. This is my time. You can't play with the world and carry the anointing of God. You can't see how much like the way the world does it and walk in the anointing and in the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to be different. You're not called to look like Hollywood. Amen, preacher. Glory to God. That's the best preaching today. You're not called to try to blend in. I don't feel at home anywhere in this world. When I get around other folks, unless it's some good church folks that love the Lord, I feel like a square peg. Well, I am square, I guess. I feel like a square peg somebody's trying to force into a round hole, and I just don't fit. And then the next thought that comes to me is, well, you're not supposed to fit. This world is not your home. You're just passing through. You're here for a little while, and you're going to soon be gone. So you're not supposed to fit. If you fit too good, that means your eyes are down here and not on heaven. So don't worry if you don't fit. You are doing what the Lord's called you to do, and therefore you will be different because that's what Christian people are. But it's my time. God's bigger than all of this. God's bigger than all of these problems that I have to face and encounter in life. We get caught up in tradition. We get caught up in what we think it ought to be. Amen. Everybody knows how to pastor this church. We get caught up in the way it ought to be. We get caught up in the way grandma did it. We get caught up in the way papa did it. Hello. Yep. The truth is, even though He was the God of my father and the God of my grandfather, He is also the God of this generation. He is the God of the Generation Xers. He is the God of the Millennials. He is the God today. Times don't change Him. Circumstances don't change Him. Fashions don't change Him. He is still God. He still saves those who will call upon Him. He still heals those who will come in faith believing. He is still the God that sets the captive free. Yes, my chains are gone. Glory to God. My chains are gone. Hallelujah. Some of you have been so close. You ever heard that old saying, always a bridesmaid and never a bride? Well, there's a lot of people that feels like that's the story of their life. You always felt like you were the one destined to do without, to watch everybody else get theirs and you never get yours, to see everybody else promoted, to see everybody else blessed, to see everybody else married, heavens. See everybody else breaking out and you're still stuck. Well, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time now. Glory to God. Thank God for how other people have been blessed. Some of you, I have watched you through the years as you put the Word of God to work in your life. Some of you, I have seen you when you were at low places financially and you hardly had enough money to get by. But I've watched you as you have trusted the Word of God and you've paid your tithes and you've been faithful to the Lord. And I see you living in nice home and driving a nice car and dressing nice. I'm telling you, He's the God of the here and now. Hallelujah. And He does not change. God is just as up to date as this watch ticking on my arm. He is relevant. He is for today. He is for right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a lot of people today who are still living in their yesterdays. And I'm telling you, it's time to turn that loose now. It's time to let's go on into a different direction. Glory to God. It's time. I refuse to stay at any place. You know, I read something about a man. He said he went into a pizza place. And he told him, I want two buffets. And they said, I'm sorry. But said, we stopped the buffet at 8 o'clock. He said, I looked at my watch. It was 10 after 8. And they said, we can't serve any more buffets. It's after the time. He said, told his wife, let's go. She said, you're not going to stay? He said, no, I'm not going to stay. I'm not staying anywhere where I can see it and smell it and feel it, but I can't have it. And I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of people who are satisfied to talk about church. They're satisfied to see it. They're satisfied to smell it. They're satisfied to be around it. They just don't want it. They want it to be for everybody else. I'm telling you, it's your time now. It's time for you to step out of the corners and to come out of the shadows. Glory to God, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. Hallelujah. We've heard a lot in the last few years about the immigration policy of people stepping out of the shadows and out of their fear and coming out into the light. There's a lot of Christian folks like that who have been living in the shadows of other people, who've been standing in the background, who've been satisfied to sit in a place where they won't be expected to be involved very much in the service. But I want to tell you, it's your time now. It's your time now for you to step out of the shadows and come on into the light. Because the Lord is wanting to do something great. Hallelujah. You can stand around and watch if you want to, but it's not going to keep me out. It's not going to keep me from doing what the Lord has called me to do. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, it was not until all of them had died off that they were able to make it to the promised land. Folks, there's some stuff that's going to have to die to you before you're going to be able to see the fullness of what God's got for you. You got to be willing to say goodbye to it. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes there are people pulling you down. Sometimes there are people speaking the wrong stuff in your life. Sometimes there are folks who try to make you think that they love you and they are for your good, but they are pulling you in the wrong direction. If it's pulling you away from God, and if it's pulling you away from God's word, they are not your friend, and they are not good for you, and you need to separate yourself from them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I don't know who I'm talking to here today, but I'm telling you, the seasons are changing. Change is in the air. And it's your time now. It's not time for you to look at somebody else down the seat and wonder who this is for. I'm telling you who it's for. It's for you. It's for all of us to step out into a new season of change. It's my time. It's my time. Today is my time. Glory to God. If you really believe that, if you really feel that, I shouldn't even have to say a thing. You ought to be making your way to the front and say, it's my time. I want to change. Hallelujah. We can't just stand by and watch the world come into the church and not say a word. We can't just stand here and not say a word when the blood of Jesus is being taken out of so many of our songs and so much of the preaching. We can't be quiet, hallelujah, when we know what the Lord expects out of us and yet we're settling for second best. God is wanting to do something else. I want to be part of the change. I don't want to sit around and criticize it. I want to be part of the change. Everybody, every man. I've got people in here who own businesses. The real joy that you would have is when those employees who work for you would have that business so much at heart, you wouldn't have to stay on top of them all the time. They would love it so good, they would do a great job and would be glad to do it, because they know they are helping the business. And this is the way it is in the kingdom of God. God doesn't want to have to reprimand us. He doesn't want to have to chastise us. He doesn't want us to have to suffer because we have failed God. He wants us to love Him so much that we're willing to serve Him. We love Him so much, we're going to do what's right. We love Him so much, nobody has to make us do anything. We're going to do it because it's the right thing to do. Glory to God. It's my time. It's my time now. I'm tired of seeing everybody else get it and me never have it. It's my time. I'm going to walk in anointing and power. I'm going to walk in a new prosperity. I'm going to walk in health in my body because I'm healed, because the Word of God declares I am healed. I am walking in fullness of life because I am the blessed and the favored of the Lord, and His blessings are on my life. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a new day. There's a new day here. And the new day is already upon us. Things are changing. You don't believe it? When you walk out today, you can sense it. Oh, you say, well, there's a storm coming. Can I tell you, there's a storm coming in your life. And you don't even see it today. You walk out there today, it just feels like, another day when it's a little cooler than it has been lately. But we have no way of knowing that there's a monster storm out yonder. We walk out today in the blessings of God, thankful of all of His goodness in our life. But you don't know what kind of monster storm might be just outside the horizon of your life. But I'm here to tell you, we have the authority of God's Word that declares, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Now listen, I don't believe politicians can solve the problems of this world. I don't believe that changing a political party can change and can make this world what it ought to be. There's not but one that can change it, and His name is Jesus Christ. And that's what we need in this world today. We need the church to stop being a place of the party, and it becomes the place of prayer. If Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves. It's time for the church to be the church. It's time for us to be different from all of the other things in this world. And let's stand up on our feet like men and women of God. Let the bones come together, every bone to His bone. And let's be what the Lord has called us to be. It's my time. This is my generation. This is what God has for me. And by His help and grace, I'm going to get there. Will you join me across the front of this church this morning? And let's make a pledge to God Almighty. This is my time. This is my time, Lord. I'm tired of everybody else getting the opportunity and me not getting the chance. This is my time, and I'm receiving it in the name of Jesus. Everybody that will, everybody that will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm making a strong declaration today that this is my time. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be satisfied for everybody else to get the blessing, and I'm not getting the blessing. I'm not going to be satisfied for other people to be blessed and me not be blessed. I'm not going to be satisfied for my neighbor to get the promotion at work. I'm going to believe God that I'm going to be the one to get the promotion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah.